Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass.
Driven with SunPass.
JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health and Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
Welcome in, JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass.
Yes.
And I'm back. We're back. It's good to the band is back together.
Yes, you're back from the combine.
That's right. That's where I was.
Jeff and I have been here. Jeff has the brace off tonight. That looks good.
That's right. Your left arm's a little skinny there, Jeff.
It's very skinny, but it's just off just for this hour.
Well, so you look more comfortable right now than you did last week.
I'm still hunched over because I don't want to put any weight on it.
You still look more comfortable than wearing it.
I'm not feeling any more comfortable. Like you do that.
It doesn't feel like
No.
Tony, you're looking very svelte.
Yeah, I'm down about 55, 56 pounds.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah.
56, that's a good number.
Yeah. 55, then, let's say. No, but, yeah.
Stick with 56.
The program's been great.
Yeah.
Can't say enough good things about it. Mm-hmm. And, look, to think that I had 55 extra pounds carrying around on a daily basis is, like, remarkable.
Well, you're carrying more than 55 extra pounds. You still got a ways to go.
No, I'm saying I was from this point. No, yeah. Jeff's right. I still want to lose another 20. And for all of you, because I had someone actually
He's going to lose a small human being.
I had someone say this on the way in here today. You know, so the good news is obviously people are listening to our show. Is that they said, don't lose too much more weight because you're going to look too skinny. And my comment back to him was, I'd rather
live than die
and be too skinny
and look good
than worrying about being too skinny.
Wait a minute. So on a Jaguars Monday months ago.
Changed.
I don't know if you heard this or not,
Jeff. Yes, I've changed.
So there was the debate. Would you rather just eat like a pig, be El Gordo, and lose 5 years at the end of your life? Or do you want to be healthy and get the 5 years at the end of your life? Guess what he chose.
Okay, can I explain
myself?
El
Gordo, eat what you want and lose. What's 80 to 85 anyway?
Right, that's my point. Okay, but what you just said, 80 to 85. I said, no big deal.
That's 5 years.
But
now he's changed his tune.
What I realized was at 346 and rising, I wasn't seeing 80. We were looking at like a 30-year difference. And so something had to be done.
Fair enough.
Is that fair enough? That's so, if I can manage it somehow, like the good Lord said, listen, it's just five and you can eat whatever you want, fine. But I was going a direction that my zealous.
Oh, wait a minute, I got a question here.
Zealousy for.
I got a question here.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt.
Okay.
I know you.
Okay, I'm hearing loud banging and booming, and I hear voices, and I know the stadium construction is going on in the clubs right now.
That's right above us.
Are we in any danger?
Probably. 50-50 chance.
Is this a hard hat area?
Do we really, Joe, do we need to have a hard hat on?
It's a good question. There are tiles missing. There's a leak.
I heard
the other
voices.
Day.
You know, last week we were doing the show under the cover of plastic.
Joe has his hard hat on.
He's taken care of. Thanks a lot.
Well, first of all, if the concrete falls on top of you, that hard hat is not going to help you.
Are we safe?
Let's get to it. The breaking news this afternoon. Couple of cuts. Chris Clemens out of here. Zane Beatles released as well. Guys have been here the last couple of years. Of course, Clemens been around the league for a long time.
He had a great career.
8 starts last year, 3 sacks last season. Started every game in 2014 with 8 sacks. So 4 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, a touchdown in London last year for Clemens. You kind of saw that one coming, obviously, right?
Yeah, Clemens. I think that one is not a surprise.
See what I mean? See what I'm talking about? That sound right there?
I'm trying to focus, Jeff.
Let's just move along.
That was close.
I don't think that was a surprise at all.
Did the listeners hear that over the air? Sounded like impending doom.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Zane does not surprise me that they let him go. The timing is a little bit earlier than I thought it would have been.
When would you have thought?
Later in free agency, maybe, or even take him into camp and see if you can get someone to beat him out in camp. because you don't need the cap space.
So there wasn't like a guarantee for him on Tuesday or something?
I don't believe so. Not that I know.
I don't know the
details. Maybe if there was, if there was, maybe that's the reason it happened.
Okay.
But the other thing it tells me or makes you think a little bit, Jeff, by making that move now, not that you have to firm up cap space, but that you've made your mind up, there's a target out there that you might want to go after?
No, the reality is they made their mind up that they can do better than what they're paying for Zane right now.
There might be a target out there.
Free agency, sure. There's probably more than one.
Yeah.
If not there, then what's already on the roster? I mean, we've talked about Tyler Shatley.
Yeah, Shatley.
The return of Brandon Linder and development of A.J. Cann.
But you still need more bodies than that.
You got my Virginia guy still in the mix, you know, that can play center, play guard.
Boanko.
Well, I know, yeah. But I'm saying you still need more than that. That's four guys for three positions. That
that's
you
all
right. Mentioned.
No, that's
– Yeah, it's four guys for three positions.
Yeah, but it's, I believe in my heart of hearts that – They're gonna sign Alex Mack. I believe that. I believe that they're gonna.
So you have inside information?
No,
I
don't.
Sounds like you.
No, I don't.
Are you breaking news here?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that. Look, 2 years ago,
inside source.
You made a
sources say.
I mean, you don't even have to read the tea leaves. I mean, read the newspaper. 2 years ago, they made him an unbelievable offer,
and he signed it. Yeah, sure.
He was ready to come.
He was here.
Okay, now he exercised the option to get out of that contract. He's at an organization that has been pitiful. And if you're Alex Mack, do you really believe that the Cleveland Browns are going anywhere with the structure of that organization that they have undertaken? Well, first of all, with an ownership that's got some question marks, with a general counsel that has control of the roster. No offense to Sashi Brown. He's a great guy.
Why do you say they have ownership issues?
Leadership starts at the top.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't think they have ownership issues, though.
I do.
But based on what, though?
Because the ownership is allowing the structure to happen.
Isn't the investigation still happening, though?
It is,
and you've got the Flying J issue going on out there. Okay, but to make a general counsel in charge of the roster who has no football background, who has never written a scouting report, is going to be making the call on your roster. When you did that, you basically cut your tail off or your nose off because now you can't go and find the best personnel guy in the league because you can't give him the authority in the league to be able to hire him. Because you can't give him the ultimate control of the roster, which is required for a true general manager.
Okay, but I guess
now you hire Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, but
Tony
Jackson.
Tony,
a lot of people want
Tony,
Hugh Jackson.
In your experience, do you think the Cleveland Browns have the structure right in their organization
that they're going to the right place? I'm not. Listen, no, I get that part.
That's my point.
That's fine. I wouldn't call it an ownership issue. Number one, a lot of people wanted Hugh Jackson beyond Cleveland. I mean, there's a number of teams.
I'm not criticizing Hugh Jackson.
I know you're not. But I'm saying, would you say the Dallas Cowboys have ownership issues?
Yes.
Oh, see, I guess we determine it different. I mean, that's a very stable organization.
When I say ownership issues, I'm not talking about, okay, that it's unstable, they may not be the owner. I'm talking about
you're just saying
the structure that is set in place from ownership at the top because that's where it starts.
When you said ownership issue, I thought you meant the
– No. No.
I agree with that. I think structurally, I would have questions. Yes.
The Titans might have ownership issues.
They do have.
That's a different type of issue.
That's an ownership issue.
That's true. Who's going to be the owner? When I say ownership in Cleveland Browns situation, I'm talking about
structure.
They're not making the right decisions.
Got it.
You know, so if you're Alex Mack, look, he's a veteran guy, and you're getting at the point where, look, you know, if you're going to try to win some games, you want to go somewhere where you feel like you got a chance to win games and the structure's right and the pieces are in place and you got a quarterback.
Yeah. No, structurally, I agree with you 100%. I think there's major – by the way, they might be right and revolutionize how things are going, but I would have a lot of questions – about if I was Alex Mack, what the future looks
absolutely.
Like. Absolutely. But, you know.
And here you got an opportunity. Okay, here you had a relationship with the Jaguars.
You've got good players
beside you, quarterback and Blake Bortles.
I get that. But here's the thing. The flip side of all that. Now, we see it differently here because we see what's going on. But my question would be, in the free agency world, player-wise, do they view Jacksonville as a team like, oh, man.
I bet you Alex Mack does because
he got a chance to win there.
He put his name on the dotted line before for this team.
Fair. No, that's a good point.
You don't have to sell him again.
I'm talking overall, though, free agents. I wonder. Because we believe it. Because
players talk. I mean, players
But we believe, I think Gus has a great reputation. I think that helps a lot of getting free agents. But we believe, because we're involved in it, we're invested, you know, this is our team. You know, not like the players or the coaches, but we have we're bullish on what this team can be in the future.
Here's the other one.
I wonder what the players, pending free agents around the league, view it as an opportunity to get in the playoffs and to ultimately win a championship.
Great question.
It is.
But I think the answer is that there's a couple things. One, it's an opportunity to make good money.
Yeah, money talks.
Okay, because money's
going to
talk,
yeah.
Most importantly.
A lot of teams have money.
And this team's got money to spend. No, not like this team.
Yeah.
Okay, even though Dave Caldwell wanted to kind of like play down a little bit last week on what Pro Football Talk,
yeah.
They got money. It's a state that doesn't have any income taxes.
That's true.
It's a great place to live.
Very true.
Okay, and a team with excellent facilities, with an excellent stadium.
Committed owner.
With a committed owner, and they're committed to building this football team. They believe they've done it the right way. And I think that Alex Mack is absolutely interested in coming here.
SunPass is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today. We'll come back with a look at Tag Day earlier in the week. Any surprises there? And a little later, we'll look through some of the available free agents out there in 2016. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Buscelli, Jeff Lagerman. Jaguars Thursday rolls along. Free agency next week.
Next week will be exciting. Is it
next Thursday.
Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Starts
4:00.
Wednesday, 4 o'clock.
So
Thursday,
we'll have a lot to talk about.
You can begin negotiations Monday, officially. It's the 2-day
they've already started
legal tampering.
Technically, they've already started.
But legal tampering.
The illegal tampering is going on as we speak.
Been going on.
That's right.
It's been going on since the beginning of time.
Tag Day earlier this week in the league. No surprises on Von Miller, Josh Norman, Eric Berry. Of course, those kind of guys are going to get franchise Von Miller exclusive franchise tag. But Olivier Vernon down in Miami, transition tag. That means...
Yeah, Miami's not going to be able to match.
No,
so,
I agree.
I mean, Miami basically just did an exercise in futility by using the transition tag because they don't have any cap room. So they're not going to be able to match any offer that a team gives.
The interesting thing is, though, Jeff, if he signs that, they're on the hook for $12 million a year for 1 year. It's going to hurt their cap right there. He'll eat up $12 million. Because as soon as you tag him, I think it's 12, right?
Is that something like that.
10, 11, 12, 12 13.
The average of the top 10 at his position. I don't remember the exact
I know it's
number.
Over 11.
If he signs it, but he won't.
No, my point is, though, you roll the dice if you're Miami a little bit and say, if he says, all right, I'll sign it, now you have cap issues with him and
well,
here's a question I have
point,
for you. The guy that's doing the numbers in Miami, who was with the Jets, what's his name
Tannenbaum.
Again?
Tannenbaum.
Mike Tannenbaum.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get a job again?
I don't know, but he screwed it up there.
He ran the Jets into the ground, and John Idzik had to bail him out to get to the point where they are now.
Idzik fixed it and then gets fired.
Yeah, and then he gets fired because he fixed the cap. And now he got a job in Miami from Stephen Ross and gives Ndamukong Suh a contract that has to be adjusted every year for the entire length of the contract. How do you get hired to do that? Anybody can do a contract like
that.
Didn't
they stroke him like a $60 million check right up front or something like that?
It's a big number.
It's a big number. They can't cut him.
Right.
They have to continue to redo the deal every year. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Would you offer Vernon if you're Dave
Caldwell? Yes.
Yes. And I'd offer him. I'd offer Bruce Irvin.
How about Johnson?
Billy Jackson.
All these
How about
guys.
Johnson in Carolina? Didn't he get released? The defensive
Charles Johnson?
Yeah. Today.
He is a...
You watched him enough.
Yeah, older player. Doesn't
Ninth
have,
year.
Yeah, but...
Had some injury issues last year.
Doesn't have the explosion he once did. He's a power rusher. I think he'd be a good...
kick the tires on him?
Yeah, I would kick the tires. I think on third down, he's a good left end who can rush, you know, push the pocket, maybe even rush inside. With three technique a little bit, but doesn't have the can't get on the edge. I don't think anymore. Now maybe he was beat up last year, so maybe he gets a little bit.
But let's go back 2 years ago.
He was a very good player.
Okay, And a lot of times, you know, you people age, get scared off from 1 year of injury.
And you can age fast, though, too.
You can. But
he's a power player.
There's a lot of players, though, that have, over the last number of years that have taught me, look,
would he improve
don't give
your pass
up on
rush
the age guys.
No, and would he improve your pass rush immediately? Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. The minute he walks in the door.
But I guess my point is, Jeff, I'd go after Vernon before I'd go after Bruce Irvin. I'd go after Malik Jackson from Denver before I went to Charles Johnson.
All right. You know the one thing that still sticks in my mind with Olivier Vernon?
Is how he played the first game of the
personal foul at the end.
Yes.
But he didn't push him. It was a fake fall down by Clay Harbor, remember?
Yeah, but you know what?
It wasn't a fake.
It wasn't a total. It was a great acting job.
Thank you.
Okay, by Clay, which, you know, kudos to Clay Harbor for, I mean, doing a phenomenal job.
Well, and if you look at
But still, Olivier Vernon
wasn't smart.
Went after him, wasn't smart. That's what sticks in my mind.
But Olivier Vernon did not play well the first four or five games this year. You go look at his production. And then he came on. Now, he had an ankle injury in the opening game against the Redskins.
Well, he's questionable to play this game.
And affected him.
Here.
And affected him, I think, the first four or five games. You look at him the rest of the year, he played really high-level football. I think he's a good player. I'd love to get Bruce Irvin, too, the speed on the field he would bring.
But he's not a pass rusher.
Bruce Irvin is.
I don't think so.
Go look at
You know what I think he is? I think he's an auto.
He's the auto linebacker. Can
yeah,
go
but
back
you go on
But
third,
he's not a hand-on-the-ground guy down, all the time.
No, not
he's not a Leo.
No, too not big enough.
Yeah,
but on third down, off the edge,
yeah.
He can come.
He could be a nice auto tight.
NFL.com earlier this week, right after the deadline to tag players, put out top 99 available players, and they broke it down four different ways: difference makers, impact starters, starters with questions, and needs the right role. Let's go through some difference makers.
Before we do this,
okay, great. What do you got?
Who compiled that list, though?
Greg Rosenthal and Chris Wesley.
Okay. Right. Jeff, have you started your film study on pending free agents yet?
Most of the guys I know. I don't watch a lot of the free agent guys.
Yeah, I was thinking about
that. I watch the college guys.
I'm going to come in and do both. Oh. I got a little hankering to watch some tape. I'm going to go.
Right.
Just because, you know, we watch it because we see these guys, but it's not like we study them. Because you're watching, unless you played against them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if, let's say, we play the Colts.
Well, Alex Mack was a perfect example.
Yeah, but
we haven't seen him.
And I watched him only because I did Westwood One game.
That's right.
But, like, let's say the Colts are playing the Denver Broncos. Because we didn't play Denver this year. So you might watch Malik Jackson a little bit.
We didn't see him.
You're not studying.
No, we didn't see him.
And so I want to watch some of these guys more in depth. But anyways, go ahead.
Let's just play this game. Difference makers. Malik Jackson, Broncos.
Yes.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah, he's a guy that, listen, the question is, the concern I would have, is he a product of having DeMarcus Ware, Wolf, and Von Miller rushing the passer, and he's single blocked the entire time, and he gets some production from it?
Well,
now,
give me a guy that can beat single blocks right now.
Well, I agree with that, but if you watch the playoffs, he was an up the field, impactful player through the playoffs, and I think so. I'm gonna, you know,
He's gonna make a lot of money.
Yeah, he's gonna make a lot of money.
Sure.
Denver offered him 10 a year, and he turned it down, waiting for free agency.
Smart move.
I agree.
What's his role here?
Three technique.
Three technique.
Sin roll in.
He can play and
he can play the four B.
He would be a more speedy rusher, up the field guy than Jared Odrick.
A more athletic Odrick.
Yeah.
Not as stout probably against the run as Odrick, but a more athletic Odrick.
Olivier Vernon's next on their list. Of course, you guys said yes to that.
He's a
big Leo. A little bigger than the typical Leo is, but he's very athletic.
Right. Yeah,
but he's a little heavier,
for
isn't
their
he?
Version of
That's
Leo.
What I'm saying. He's like 275, 280.
Yeah, you can play Leo at that.
Can you believe he's going to pull like $16 million a year? Can you believe that?
Yeah. That's Look unreal. At the cap, JP.
It's unbelievable.
We should have played right now.
Look at the cap. I mean, Joe Flacco's averaging 22 on his new deal.
We should have played this.
Yeah.
We should have been a little younger, Jeff.
We would have made a lot of money.
Osemele, Ravens offensive guard.
I really like
he's
him.
Good player.
He's not as good as Yonda, but he
but
is
really good.
Maybe I think he's the best guard. I love when my wife calls. She knows I'm on the radio. I mean, honestly. I mean, I've been doing this we've been doing this show now 4 years.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the radio every Thursday night. Just stop calling at this time. Excuse me, sorry.
How do you really feel?
My goodness. I mean,
we didn't have a conversation about this.
I mean, honestly, I mean, how hard is it to know that from 6 to 7 I'm on the radio?
Okay.
There's going to be a few.
Let's call her back on the phone.
No, we're not calling her back.
We'll have this discussion right
now. We're not doing that. I like to stay married.
We're going
to
see who wears the pants.
Real quick.
When she's not around, I do. Ultimately, back to him.
He's a really good player.
He's a really good player. But here's my question. And I've heard rumors of this. Great player. Maybe some issues in the locker room and off the field.
I haven't heard that.
And now it's just whispers, and I haven't nothing definitive. But why would you let one of the best young guards in football hit free agency?
Maybe you because don't you had let, to pay Joe Flacco no, $22 million
a year. You still have plenty of room on the cap. You don't let young, good, athletic offensive linemen get to free agency. Right, I mean, Jeff, am I wrong about
that? Yeah, but you got Marshall Yanda, too. I mean,
but he's older now.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Tony.
He's a four-year – I mean, this is a guy, and I talked – and this is why I was talking to their offensive line coach up
there. Well, tell us the truth. You know something.
No, I don't know anything
specific.
Sounds
like you have a source.
I have sources, but I can't reveal them. But I was talking
to –
No, I didn't. I was talking to the offensive line coach up there.
There's your source.
That's not the source who said anything bad. No. You shut up, JP.
I don't know. Who knows?
The old – I can't think of his name right now. The old Eagles offensive line coach forever. Anyways. Spanish. Or Spanish or Hispanic name. I can't think of his name right now. Doesn't matter. But he was telling me how Osemele's like
– He was made the defensive coordinator in Philly under Andy Reid for one year and then he got let go.
Yeah,
and
anyways. He was telling me that Osemele – we were talking about how good the guards were when we played them this year. And we were talking about Yanda, and he says, Tony, but Osemele, this kid is a freak. He's a young kid, amazing athlete, long, powerful, probably could play tackle
great
if you
balance.
Add to him. Great balance. And he's just so I took all that, talked to other people, and then saw them hit free agency. I'm like, there's something up there. Because you don't let that guy get to free agency. You just don't.
Hypothetically. You don't get Mac. You move one of the guards here to center. Do you sign Osemele?
It's Juan Castillo is the name. Yes, I would.
You would.
Unless you know something about the off-the-field stuff.
Okay.
In fact.
You could call your source.
I would actually. Let's say there's no off-the-field issue. I'd rather have Osemele than Mac. Because I'd put Linder or Can.
Really?
Yes. Osemele's younger. A better player right now at their point of their career. And now you're going to tell me you have a guy who's going to be a fifth-year player, a guy who's going to be a third-year player, and a guy who will be a second-year player, who are all high-level players? Give me those guys right now.
You got to have a lot of confidence in the move to center.
You know what Osemele's going to cost you? 10 a year.
For a guard.
A guard.
At least.
He is the best guard.
Best offensive lineman on the market.
That's right. 10 a year.
Better be good. 10 a year.
I don't understand why Baltimore did not try to lock him up last year.
I don't know. It's a great question.
We'll take
you
a time.
Don't see maybe that happen.
No, I mean, maybe you're right. Yeah. Maybe there's something to it.
We'll take a timeout and go through the rest of these guys when we come back. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida, the official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
SunPass is a proud partner of the Jags. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today. Jaguars Thursday.
Catch
continues.
One today? Like, how do you catch one? Like, they throw them out? I mean, what's the? What am I catching?
Tony, I don't write them. I just read them.
I'm just curious. I want to know what I should be looking for when I catch them.
Well, you can like a SunPass. Football? I'm sure they have a website. You can go check
I already have my own SunPass. I bought my own.
You go to Miami all the time.
I go all over. We had this conversation 2 weeks ago. I didn't know you could go up to North Carolina with it, but I'm going to keep it in the car.
Well, now you know.
I just don't know how you catch them.
Well, catch one. Well, you don't want to drop it.
I, I didn't know.
Catching's better than dropping.
I didn't know they were throwing them.
I don't either.
Anyways,
this is Jaguars Thursday.
We need to exercise a little editorial control there and just say, get you one today.
Why don't you go get you one?
That's more like
it. Go on, get you one, Jeff says.
That'd be better. All right.
Let's continue with this. The top 99 available players, NFL.com earlier this week, right after the tag deadline. We're going through. They have them narrowed down.
All right, review the top four you went through.
Stand by. We went through three. Difference makers were the top section. There's 10 of those listed. Malik Jackson, Olivier Vernon, and Osemele, the Ravens guard. We'll go quickly through the final few here. Doug Martin,
yes.
Running back, Tampa Bay. Would you?
I think you need another running back here, and I think he's a young guy, 4 years
if he costs $9 million a year.
He's not going to cost that.
What's going to cost?
DeMarco Murray was only $7.5-$8 last year, and he was the hottest commodity. I think Doug Martin.
And he was overpaid.
Well overpaid. No one's going to do that anymore. Five to six.
That was a Chip Kelly makeup call.
Five to six. And I'd do it tomorrow.
Maybe 6 to 7.
I'd still do it tomorrow. He's a young back. He has 4 more years. Give him his prime, and it would be a great 1-2 combination with him and TJ.
It'd be fun to come up with a new nickname for him, too, because he doesn't like the one he's got.
Muscle Hamster's not a good one.
We'll give him whatever he likes.
Yeah.
What did guy that went to Philly last year? We were
DeMarco Murray.
Murray. What did he get in Philly?
About 8. We just said that, you idiot.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
You are
not paying attention.
You are dumb.
Wow. Bruce Irvin. Yes.
Yes. Speed. Auto. Linebacker.
Not a Leo.
You need more speed on the field, though, and he brings it.
He would be good because then you could take your current auto and allow him to be a role player, special teams player, which is what I think he would be best at.
And you can rush the passer on third down.
I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention to you guys.
We know.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
No.
Giants.
No, thank you.
Why not?
I still work.
Freakish athlete. He's got great talent.
Yeah, he has nothing against. I'm not trying to discriminate against three and a half finger people. But he couldn't tackle last year. He had a club. He had to have another surgery this offseason. Don't know what the strength level of his hand is. Don't know if he's going to have to wear a club. I'm not going to pay big money for a guy that I'm not sure he's going to be able to produce at the level I need him to, and he has questions because he blew up his hand with the firecracker. So I'm not sure. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't spend the money.
Yeah, he's a question mark. There's no question mark about his athletic talent.
Right, between the lines.
But there's a question about his functional ability.
I watched him play last year.
With
now
different for, physical yeah. attributes that he had when he was yet. A freakish athlete. Yeah,
I watched him play last year. And he wasn't the same player.
Mario Williams, Bills defensive
no.
end. You said no last time.
No.
Yes.
You'd say yes.
For the right price.
There is no right price for him.
Yes, there is. Because Mario Williams, for the right price, an incentive-laden contract, is going to have a chip on his shoulder because he's been disparaged greatly in Buffalo. You put him in the right situation where you can rush the passer and he can be I think he's a disruptive player. He still is when he wants to be.
When he wants to be. That's what I hate about him.
I understand that, but he hated the system he was in, and he was immature and didn't handle it right. But with the right contract
– all of a sudden he's going to be mature all
of a sudden? Yeah, with the right contract structure, I do think so, in the right situation where you can rush the passer. And guess what? There's a lot of people going after all these players. In the first day that Mario Williams gets here, he's the best player on your defensive line. He's the best pass rusher.
When he wants to be.
The second he walks
in. When he wants to be.
Jeff, tell me who a better pass rusher on this team is right now.
There's
none. The day he walks in. Yeah,
but we're not talking about this as a high-level test here.
Okay. But you got to get better players.
No, I know.
Yes.
Players that are better and consistent.
If.
And I'm not saying you don't kick the tires on them.
Right. If you have Irvin
and
Vernon,
no.
He's not better than those guys.
No, you don't take them then. But I'm saying you got to go after them all until you get them. You gotta be working every angle you can.
Right. Eric Weddle.
Hold on, one question. What's a favorable contract for Mario?
I would say, I mean, your base is gonna have to be, you know, 5 or 6, and then I make it incentive laden where he can make up to 10.
Somebody else will pay him more than that.
Yeah, probably. Eric Weddle, safety, Chargers.
Yes.
Absolutely, look at him.
Yeah, you got him.
He's a little. He's what, 32? I believe.
I still think he's a little overrated. In my mind.
Need a free safety.
No, I know you do. But you're not. I think there's a difference between the front seven and the back end. I think – I don't want to use the wrong word here, but, I mean, you're close to desperate up front. You need guys that can rush the passer. Can you live with what you get in the back end? With what you got? Yeah, I think you can. Is Eric Weddle still a great player? I don't think he's a great player anymore. I think he's a good player. You know, so I don't know. I'd have to see a number on him.
Yes. Tomorrow, sign him.
You're signing everybody, Tony.
I would go after – listen, guys, defensively, this was a team that couldn't get off the field, couldn't rush the passer, couldn't stop. Anytime they played an elite quarterback, had no chance, was awful on third down, was bad in the red zone, gave up a bunch of points. And I like the guys, but don't have the team speed. Tell me – just list me on defense the impact players this team has right now.
Telvin.
And listen, I like Telvin, but he ain't a high-level impact player at this point in his career. He's a good player.
It's not a game plan against
no,
type of guy,
no
right.
one's game. No one's turning.
Well,
on
it's
the
hard
tank.
To have one of those players at the linebacking position to say you're going to game plan for him.
First, I'd say first and second down. Paul Posluszny's an impact player. He's very good against.
Very good player.
But you know what? But where else, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing.
So, yeah, you got to go. Come on, sign him. Yes,
Trevathan.
Yes,
linebacker.
More speed.
Janoris Jenkins, right?
Yes, corner, okay. Shut down corner.
There's your
yes.
top 10 right there.
You sign him. See, you need another corner.
The linebacker.
Because right now, Colvin's is a nickel, in my opinion.
In Cincinnati, long linebacker. Lemure.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah. Hmm. You remember watching him 2 years ago?
Yeah, he's very athletic.
Super athletic.
The other guy that's
kinda
not.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of Jamie Collins.
Yeah, well, if he's that good. Then
but he's not
he's
that
not
level.
The other
but
guy.
He's,
I'd similar. Sign is Reggie Nelson if he's available.
Matt Forte's out there too.
Matt Forte, yes, go
we'll
after
sign
them
all. Just make it rain. No,
Matt Forte all day long.
You can't sign them all, but you have to go after them all. You have your priorities, but this team needs more good players.
Perfect example last year you went after what six or seven?
Yeah,
and you ended up with three.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is Jeff's right. I mean, this isn't like all of a sudden like, okay, we want this guy, this guy, this guy. All right, here they're here. So do 15 other teams or more. And by the way, there's more cap room floating around in this dang league this year. They might pay all of us to come back because they're going to be so desperate to find people to pay.
Is that carried away?
Am I in
no, not you, Jeff and I.
You were looking at me when you said that.
I can see.
Well, you know what? You might
be. I'm getting there.
I can see he's a one.
As fat as he is, he can play a one technique.
Yeah. Why not?
You know? I mean, I've been
pulled up two guys.
You and Roy?
And you on –
cycle in
because I've been listening
get
to you
a
on
visor
Twitter.
Like
all
Roy?
You do is eat.
Couldn't tell the difference between you and Roy. Get you a visor?
Oh yeah.
No, yeah. Roy is like has muscle.
We're back in a moment.
JP's gut's bigger than Roy's.
We'll
by
break
far.
Down the best and worst free agent signings in Jags history and look around the National Football League. This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com. You can also get the latest transportation news and information on the award-winning Making Moves TV show. Watch every week on the first Tuesday of the month at 12:30 on Channel 4 and every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
Check out the Hanania Automotive Group. 10 brands, hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and thousands in savings. Jaguars Thursday, J.P. Shattuck, Jeff Loggeman, Tony Buscelli. How about the best and worst free agent signings in the history of the Jaguars? We were talking about this earlier this week on Jaguars.com Live, by the way. Check it out on the website.
Okay.
Shameless plug.
The worst is easy.
Is it?
No-brainer.
Go for it.
Hugh Douglas.
Bryce Pop.
Aaron no Ross.
Hugh Douglas, go look. Hugh Douglas never did anything, and then basically told everyone he didn't do anything when he was done. Bryce Pop, I would say no because Bryce Pop started on a team that went 14-2, was signed and put in a position that he never played in his life, was mispositioned, not his fault, and was a decent player out of position. Mm. Hugh Douglas took money, didn't practice. Didn't try, and ran out of town, bad mouthing the organization.
Aaron Ross did
didn't,
that too.
Yeah, but he didn't
make.
He didn't make
big money.
He didn't make big money. Hugh Douglas made a lot of money.
Jerry Porter,
ooh, good one. I still think Hugh Douglas is better because just the irreverence with which he did it.
That's a good point. Yeah, but Porter got a lot of money and did nothing.
Yeah,
That's close.
That's
one
a close one. I put okay neck and neck between Jerry Porter.
That was the argument on the show earlier this week.
And Hugh Douglas,
yeah.
Those two.
Yeah,
that's pretty close.
Tell me, do we have their salaries?
No, I do not.
Yeah. That would make the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Because I think Porter, they said, had one touchdown late in a meaningless game.
Yeah, but Hugh Douglas, like, literally did nothing, I don't think.
Yeah, but Jerry Porter walked around here like he was
something special. I was in Houston.
It was unbelievable.
With Hugh Douglas here, but I heard he was just a pain in the rear.
I was okay with Hugh.
And I know Hugh.
Yeah.
So I like Hugh personally with my interactions, but I remember everyone telling me that he was
He didn't do anything.
Like, he was, like, just irreverent about it, too.
Let's flip it around. The best free agent signing.
That's a good one.
Well, I know what your answer is, Jeff.
Joel Schmengen.
No, you.
No.
You wouldn't pick yourself?
No. You can't pick yourself.
Hold on, you got a lot of rules.
Getting a tattoo of yourself yourself.
I would say
another yourself rule.
I would take the first year out because we had some good ones that were key. Joel, Jeff were both very good free agents that first year.
Mike Peterson.
I would say I thought the best free agent that this team has ever signed was Leon Searcy.
That was in the mix, too. Yeah, How about Keenan? Wasn't he one?
Keenan. Jimmy technically was, but he was on the street free agent. He wasn't that. I mean, so if you just want to take.
We're talking about UFAs, though, guys you had to pay money for.
I mean, Jimmy was off the scrap heap very lucky.
Keenan, Leon. Mike Pete.
Mike Pete is very good. I think Leon was a Pro Bowl player. So
best right tackle in football that they signed in free agency.
I thought that was a big one.
Which Mike Pete was not the best linebacker.
No, he never was. Now, Keenan was that one. I mean,
he's
Keenan,
pretty good.
I'll say another guy that people are going to say, no. A great free agent signing this team had, and he's on the team right now. Paul Posluszny.
Yeah.
Great free agent signing.
He'd be in the argument.
Let's look around.
But I think Leon.
Hang on a second. Hugh Douglas.
What? Oh, here we go. Yeah. There's Joe Fortunato.
Tiebreaker.
5 years, $27 million.
Okay. Porter was not that.
Jerry was 6 years, $30 million.
Jerry Porter.
No.
It's a tiebreaker contract.
No.
30 so and,
he averaged 30, five right? a year.
Yeah, but it was probably more.
Hugh averaged
too.
Five and over 10
was
five.
Guaranteed.
How much was Hugh's guaranteed?
What was guaranteed money?
I don't have a guarantee on you yet.
Get the Hugh guaranteed.
What was Jerry's guarantee?
Ten.
$10 million.
So, yeah. If
$10 million for one touchdown.
We got to see what Hugh's.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
I mean, that's talking.
By a nose. Yeah, that's not good.
Hold up.
Remember, he was, the more I think about it, it might be Jerry. Remember some of the shirts he'd wear around and just the complete.
That's what I'm saying. He was.
He was like a bad.
He was a.
Bad apple.
I don't want to use the word.
Let's go around the National Football League before we bash anybody else.
Why can't we bash people?
Oh, we can. No, that was the whole idea. Sure. Darryl Smith released by the Ravens, 48 starts over 3 years there. He's turning 34 years old. Of course, the leading tackler in Jaguars history. Had a good little run, actually, a couple years in Baltimore. So, no chance.
No.
Somebody will get him, right? For the right price.
Darryl has to. If you're going to sign Darryl, he needs to be your starter because he's not going to give you any special teams value. You know, could Darryl walk in the door here and be a starter? I mean, you can make an argument that he could walk in the door and be the best auto they got. But he slowed down a lot.
I think the best thing, and really what he became in Baltimore, was a Mike linebacker, first and second
down. That's where he needs to be.
And so a team that's a veteran team that needs that first and second down guy who can run the show. But the question is, does Darryl want to play still?
Are they considering re-signing him? Because I know that, I mean, they like Darryl.
Impossible. Yeah, I'm sure it's possible.
You know, so I would not be surprised if,
for a lower number. Yeah.
Deflategate
back in the news today. Six months after the judge overturned that 4-game suspension, they were back in court today. A written decision will come down. Mike Florio laid it all out on Pro Football Talk's website earlier.
It's interesting that, you know, with that coming up, that Tom Brady signed his contract extension, and I don't know, I heard the rumors of his contract were reported that this year's paragraph 5 salary, which is the only part of your salary that can be penalized with any type of suspension, was very low. So in other words, a renegotiated contract took into account that he could end up serving some type of suspension, and that number was made very low.
Which basically is going to cost him nothing at the end of the
exactly.
day.
Exactly. He's not going to lose any money.
You know, the interesting thing about Deflategate with the draft coming up, Patriots get no first-round pick.
None.
Only 31 players picked in the first round this year.
And they're picking, what, like sixth? They're so low in the second round, too, right?
How, right?
I'm surprised that they have not tried to appeal that. I mean,
well, remember, they can't appeal that, Jeff, because Kraft agreed to that. Remember, it was almost like a settlement. He was hoping that if he did that, they'd let the rest go.
That's what I'm saying.
So I've
changed my mind. I'm not going to accept losing a first-round pick, being that you did suspend my quarterback for four games. And, yes, it got turned over on appeal. But now that I don't have a first-round pick and he didn't serve suspension and you have done nothing that has been
nice.
Well, no, as a league, you have done nothing that has been transparent to study the PSI of footballs during the course of the season that we have seen. I want my first-round pick back, and I want my first-round pick back now.
What's the judge? Right? What's the judge going to say in this Tom Brady thing? Does anyone have a sense for it?
I think they're going to make it go away. You know, the league is fighting something here that has no traction. And that's what I'm saying. With no traction with Tom Brady, then why wouldn't the team say, in a situation with Tom, that the league has no traction? They wouldn't have any traction with us getting our first-round pick back.
If I was the league, I'd
or
be
we like, would have traction getting it back.
If I was in charge, I'd be like whispering to the judge, hey, listen, just be really nice to us, but just let it go away. Just like say nice things, but let's end this.
Peyton Manning was in town last night speaking at a Florida Forum event. And a Tuesday is the day his salary will become guaranteed. So an announcement or a cut by
him.
What
do you
expect?
He's not getting the money.
I think he retires.
You think he'll retire before he gets cut?
Well, I don't know if he retires. I think that he's said it at this moment he is undecided and he's going to allow the Broncos to move forward. He appreciates everything the Denver Broncos organization has been able to do for him. And he's going to keep the door open. Because Peyton Manning loves the game of football. Peyton Manning loves being Peyton Manning. And if L.A. calls and says, you know what, we're going to pay $15 million in our first year to play in L.A., what would Peyton do?
I'd take it.
He'd take the money.
I would,
right?
too.
Take the money.
Kirk Cousins right now will be the second highest paid player in the league next season.
22.
Sue at $23.5 million and Cousins now at $19.95 million. He signed the franchise tender from the Redskins.
He couldn't wait to sign the franchise tender. Did you hear that? As soon as they used the tag, he was, Mr. Snyder, I'm here to sign my franchise tender.
Now the rule is on that is
where do I sign? Because immediately, as soon as he signs it, it's guaranteed. They can't take it away.
But he can't negotiate a long-term deal.
Yes, he can. There's a window to do that.
Yeah, but the window starts when?
It goes until, like, June.
Okay,
so he was knocking on the door.
I would, too.
Can't wait to sign that because he's got guaranteed, how many million?
Oh, just under 20.
Under 20, yeah.
Like 19.9
million.
19
to change. Something. So he signs that. Okay, now he can go to the bank and say, hey, guys, I want to take a loan out, buy that house, and I want to buy that car. And guess what? They're going to give him the money because he's got a guaranteed $19-plus million coming his way and the ability to negotiate for more. And the starting point for negotiating more is to add 20% to the second year, to the first number. Mm-hmm. And so his negotiating position is much like Joe Flacco in that he has all the power right now in negotiation.
You like that? I think he likes that.
Sure. I would like it.
Tony Buscelli, Jeff Lagerman, JP Shadrick, Joe Fortunato. We'll talk to you next week. Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.